Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Few writers in the history of the world have been more influential than the Apostle Paul. Of the 27 books of the New Testament, Paul definitely wrote 13. Some theologians think he may have written 14, although there is no hard evidence that he wrote the book of Hebrews. Paul's writings range all the way from the Roman letter to the little book of Philemon. He addressed churches which were having serious problems, such as the churches at Corinth and Colossae, and he addressed individuals, Timothy, Titus, Philemon. Some of his writings are very personal, such as 2 Corinthians and Philippians, and others are primarily theological treatises, like Romans and Galatians and Ephesians. I'm grateful to God he saw fit to provide us with Paul's great writings. In his short letter to the church at Colossae, he identifies himself as the author. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. Colossians 1:1. The term apostle literally means one who is sent. The word itself does not apply only to the apostles of Jesus Christ. Sometimes in the New Testament, the word was applied to men other than Christ's 12 apostles. Paul mentioned Epaphroditus as his brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger. Philippians 2:25. The word messenger is translated from apostolos. The word is also rendered messengers in 2 Corinthians 8:23. Paul's appointment to the apostleship was by the will of God. He did not select himself to that high position, but was selected by Jesus Christ according to the will of God. Paul's account of his calling into the apostleship was given to King Agrippa in these words: Jesus himself appeared unto Paul and commanded, "But rise and stand up on your feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of these things which you have seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto you, delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I now send you, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them who are sanctified by faith in me." Acts 26:15-18. Timothy joined Paul in sending greetings to the Christians at Colossae. Paul addressed the Colossians as follows: "To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Colossians 1:2. The term saints in the New Testament is always used as a synonym of God's people. The word simply means those who are sanctified or set apart for the Lord's purpose. It is one form of the Greek word translated holy. The saints at Corinth are also designated faithful brethren. Should we lay great stress on the word faithful? Does one have to be faithful to the Lord to continue to be saved? Or is one saved even if he does not remain faithful? It needs to be mentioned in passing that Paul said they are faithful brethren in Christ. Does one have to be in Christ to be faithful brethren? The Ephesian letter stresses that all spiritual blessings are in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. To be in Christ from a scriptural viewpoint simply means to be in the body of Christ, which is the church of the living God. The Ephesian letter continually emphasizes the absolute necessity of being in Christ. Paul prayed that grace and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ would be with and bless the Colossians. And my friends, I pray the same for you today, that grace and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ will be with you. Thank you. May God bless and keep you.